That's right, so I'm jumping to us in our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 22nd of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 238, Gordian I and his son Gordian II were proclaimed as Roman emperors, following a revolt against Maximinus Thrax, whose low birth had meant he was seen as a barbarian by the Roman Senate. Their co-rule was short-lived, however, as Gordian II died in battle only 21 days later, making his reign the shortest of any emperor in Roman history, with Gordian I committing suicide shortly thereafter. 238, incidentally, is known as the Year of the Six Emperors.
Feel the flavor for your feet.
Oh, yeah, kick it like that.
1621, the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony signed a peace treaty with the Massasoit people of the Wampanoags. Iranian ruler Nader Shah occupied Delhi in India and sacked the city on today's date in 1739, stealing the jewels of the Peacock Throne. During the course of one single day, today's date, 20,000 to 30,000 Indians were killed by the Iranian troops and as many as 10,000 women and children taken as slaves. The spoils of the sacking was so rich, Nader Shah, on his return to Iran, didn't levy taxes against his country for the next 3 years. 1765, the British Parliament passed the Stamp Act that introduced a tax to be levied directly on its American colonies, an act that would have considerable impact on the American desire to declare independence and the subsequent American Revolution. In the London Protocol, the three protecting powers, the UK, France and Russia, established the borders of Greece on today's date in 1829. 1871, in North Carolina, William Woods Holden became the first governor of a US state to be removed from office by impeachment. The last emperor of China, Yuan Shikai, abdicated the throne and the Republic of China was restored on today's date in 1916. As part of World War II, in 1942, nine Japanese bombers performed an air raid on Catherine in the Northern Territory, presumably hoping to find Allied bombers at the Catherine airfield. Only one person was killed, an indigenous man by the name of Dodger Kojawal, and several others injured. This was the only air raid against Catherine during the war, as well as the southernmost town in Australia bombed by the Japanese. NASA's Space Shuttle Columbia was launched from the Kennedy Space Center on its third mission on March 22nd in 1982. 1992, US Air Flight 405 crashed shortly after takeoff from New York City's LaGuardia Airport, leading to a number of studies into the effect that ice has on aircraft. Cosmonaut Valery Polyakov returned to Earth on March 22nd in 1995 after sending a record of 438 days in space. 2003, Bob Carr's ALP government was re-elected for a third term in New South Wales, another reminder to vote tomorrow. And finally, in 2017, a terrorist attack, the 2017 Westminster attack, took place on March 22nd, in which a 52-year-old man drove a car into pedestrians on the pavement along the south side of Westminster Bridge and Bridge Street in London near the Houses of Parliament, leaving five people dead and almost 50 injured. Some famous birthdays for us as well. The world-famous mime, not an expression you hear often, Marcel Marceau, born today's date in 1923. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, is 88. Author James Patterson is 72. Andrew Lloyd Webber is 71. American journalist Wolf Blitzer, also 71. And Reese Witherspoon is 43 today. Some famous musos for us as well. Jazzman George Benson is 76 today. J.D. Doherty, drummer for Patti Smith, is 67. Soul singer Beverly Knight is 46. We were hearing her most famous hit, Flavor of the Old School, a little bit earlier there. John Otto of Limp Bizkit is 42. Brady Webb of Short Stack is 29. And rapper Dax is 25 today. We're going in on this one.
Now everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long.
This one going out to Roger Whittaker, the British folk singer and songwriter, 83 today, grew up in Kenya with English parents and initially moved back to England to further his teaching career, but got into music instead. He was actually the original recording artist behind the song made most famous by Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings. This track better shows off his trademark whistling ability. New World in the Morning, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.
And when he'd smile, his eyes would twinkle up and far. Now everybody's talks about the new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long. And I can feel the new tomorrow coming on. And I don't know why I have to make a song. Talks about the new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long. La, la, la.